Welcome back to the deep dive. So today's mission, it's really about this collision course between aggressive activist investing and, well, critical national security risks. Mm-hmm. We're zeroing in on two big names, Newegg Commerce, the online retailer, and JetBlue Airways.
Yeah. And what really brings these two, you know, quite different companies together.
Yeah.
It's the catalyst, this activist investor, Vladimir Galkin. You might remember him from the GameStop meme stock frenzy. He did very well there. And now he's basically applying that same high volatility playbook, but in these really sensitive regulated sectors.
Right. It's a pretty unusual mix we're seeing. We've sort of identified three main risk areas happening all at once. First, there's this imminent threat of foreign state control hanging over Newegg. Second, the whole situation could set a really dangerous precedent for national security reviews. And third, you've got the potential destabilization of critical U.S. infrastructure, specifically with JetBlue. This goes way beyond just market moves.
It really does. It's got national interest written all over it. And if you look at Galkin's timeline, wow. The way he built up shares in both companies across 2024 and into 2025, it was incredibly fast. Take JetBlue. He shot past the 10% ownership mark, that critical threshold, by early September last year.
And hitting 10% forces the issue, right? That triggers the activist Schedule 13D filing with the SEC, which isn't just paperwork. It's him saying, I'm here to shake things up, maybe push for governance changes, even a board seat.
Precisely. That's the signal. And you saw similar speed, similar velocity over at Newegg. By October 10th, 2025, boom, he's got 19%, almost a fifth of the company. That makes him the second largest shareholder. He's adding all this financial pressure to a company already, you know, on a kind of geopolitical cliff edge.
Okay, let's talk about that cliff edge, Newegg, the foreign control threat. The key fact is it's majority owned by a Chinese firm, Hangzhou Lianluo.
Exactly. And the specific vulnerability, the real worry point, is that majority stake. The 57.3%. Our sources are clear. That stake is currently pledged as collateral, and it's subject to foreclosure by the Bank of China, BOC, because of delinquent loans. And the Bank of China isn't just any bank. It's a state-owned enterprise.
State-owned, meaning the PRC government.
Directly.
Yeah.
So if BOC forecloses on those loans, control of Newegg effectively transfers to the People's Republic of China. Overnight.
That sounds like a five-alarm fire for U.S. interests.
It absolutely is. A PRC state takeover like that, it would immediately automatically trigger a review by CFIUS. That's the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States.
Yeah.
And frankly, that review would almost certainly lead to forced divestiture or maybe NASDAQ delisting Newegg. It's an existential threat. And look, Newegg knows it. They've hired Sidley Austin, a top-tier firm known for exactly this kind of CFIUS national security work. That tells you how seriously they're taking this.
Okay, so that's Newegg's foreign control risk. Now, JetBlue, critical infrastructure, designated by Homeland Security. How does Galkin's activism play into that? It seems different.
It is different, but connected through instability. With Newegg, the risk is external takeover. With JetBlue, it's more about internal destabilization. Galkin is out there publicly saying he might dump his huge stake if performance doesn't change to his liking. That threat alone creates massive governance instability. What if he forces management into short-term thinking, you know, distracts them with a proxy fight, or worse, they start cutting corners on things like cybersecurity or safety to boost quarterly numbers?
And JetBlue. Well, they don't have a perfect track record with sensitive data, do they?
Not historically, no. You might recall back in 2003, there was that incident. They handed over millions of passenger records to a DOD subcontractor after a TSA request. The point is, their systems hold sensitive data. They're part of our critical national infrastructure. Piling on this kind of intense financial pressure, this activist fight, it could create a crisis where security just isn't the top priority anymore.
Okay, this feels like it connects to a bigger picture, maybe a precedent. You mentioned the Rockley Photonics case from 2021.
Exactly. That Rockley case is kind of the regulatory blueprint here. Back then, the U.S. government stepped in and blocked technology transfer to a Chinese company called Hengtong. Why? Because Hengtong was on the entity list linked to helping the People's Liberation Army modernize its military. So the precedent is clear. Regulators will act to block transfers of strategic assets. Now, apply that here. If the PRC state takes over Newegg, they don't just get an e-commerce site. They get control of a huge U.S. logistics network, vast amounts of data, potential for supply chain intelligence, maybe even technology acquisition. It mirrors that strategic risk from Rockley.
Wow. Okay, so pulling this all together, what's the key takeaway for you, the listener? We've got this meme stock activist playbook being run on a critical airline and an e-retailer facing potential Chinese state control. It's quite a situation.
The synthesis, really, is how Galkin's specific style of activism is acting like an accelerant here. It's pouring fuel on these pre-existing national security vulnerabilities, making them flare up much faster and, frankly, much more intensely. It's financial risk directly driving geopolitical risk. A textbook case, almost.
And as we wrap up this deep dive, there's one thread from the source material we haven't fully pulled on, something for you to think about. It points towards the need for enhanced due diligence on where Vladimir Galkin's investment money is actually coming from, the ultimate source of his capital. Which leaves us with a pretty significant question, doesn't it? Who might actually be funding these campaigns that could destabilize critical U.S. companies? Something to consider. We'll be back next time for another deep dive.